Angelica's Smile by Andrea Camilleri. Read by Daniel Philpott. 1. He awoke with a start and sat up in bed, eyes already open. He was sure he'd heard someone talking in his bedroom, and since he was alone in the house, he was alarmed. Then he started laughing, having remembered that Livia had arrived unannounced at his place that evening. The surprise visit had pleased him immensely, at least at first. And there she was now, sleeping soundly beside him. A still violet shaft of the dawn's very earliest light shone through the shutter. He let his eyelids droop without bothering to look at the clock, in hopes of getting a few more hours of sleep. But then his eyes suddenly popped open again. Something had just occurred to him. If someone had spoken in his bedroom, it could only have been Livia. She had therefore been talking in her sleep. But this had never happened before. Or perhaps it wasn't the first time. But if she had in fact talked in her sleep before, she'd done it so quietly that it hadn't woken him. And it was possible she was at that moment still in the same dream state, and might say a few more words. So, this was an opportunity not to be missed. People who suddenly start talking in their sleep can't help but say true things, the truths that they have inside them. He remembered reading that it was impossible to tell lies or stretch the truth in a dream state, because one is defenseless when asleep, as helpless and innocent as a baby. It was...